This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we were just talking about sleeping. People who only have to sleep 2 or 3 hours a week. What a crock. No, you need more than that, or else you're going to be sleeping during the day. And then I just remembered, every once in a while when I get really sleepy, if I'm coming off of the road, and I'll say, gee, man, I'm just wiped out. It's like, should I have another big tub of yerba mate, right? The tea that I love so much, Super Don? No, my wife says, here, have some chocolate-covered organic coffee beans.
Mmm.
Have you ever done that, eating coffee beans?
I have, yeah.
I mean, cool. Chocolate-covered organic, all organic. I mean, it's like, dude, I can have one. And I'll be, like, bouncing off the walls like Ricochet Rabbit. It's like, oh, I'm recovered. What are we doing? Where are we going? What do I need to do? Oh, man. That's like hitting it with a sledgehammer, right? The adrenals. But, you know. Hey, listen. I appreciate coffee. You know that, Super Don, up the bum. But the reality is eating chocolate-covered coffee beans, no, that's not necessarily the way I want to go first. That's not my first choice, just saying. Even though it's a treat.
Just as long as you're not using the chocolate-covered coffee beans as a suppository, I'm good.
Right. No, I'm not doing that. Although that brings to mind the really exotic coffee that they make, like a wild cat eat. Remember that
yes.
one?
It's like called Cuppa Deloc or something like that.
Right. So the cat
you know
eats
what?
Them and poops them out.
And what reminds me of that, if you've ever seen the movie The Bucket List.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson, his character, he keeps throughout the movie, keeps talking about this coffee, and he gets it because he's very wealthy and he can afford it, and it's a special exotic, you know, well-to-do coffee and stuff. And it's later on in the movie he suddenly learns how it's made.
Like all that time.
Cats that eat the beans, and then they poop out the beans, and then they take the beans and make the coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Special cat brew.
Mm,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, we're passing on that one. All right. This hour, Sila Whatcott joining us. The Homeoprophylaxis Conference is coming up, and it is in St. Petersburg, Florida, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, the evidence-based choice. I mean, any one of these speakers worth the price of admission. Tatiana Obukanich, keynoting, and she's an immunologist, and she just lays it out, man. The skeptics have a conniption fit anytime she talks because she's PhD all the way. Isaac Golden from Australia, Alan Phillips, our friend, attorney at law, talking about the right to say no to vaccines, and so much more. And I'll be there. Ty Bollinger will be there. I look forward to seeing you there. And Scylla's going to join us this hour. We'll talk homeopathy. Before we get there, we got to dive through statin drugs. By the way, updates on upcoming events as well. In the show notes, robertscoutbell.com, Captain Morgan's putting them up. That includes the Women's Wellness Expo, Thursday, October 20th in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And that's 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm keynoting that at the Community Life Center, 118 McMillan Avenue, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And then the end of the month, the Hearthlight event, fundraiser and education for cancer patients and caregivers, October 28th, 29th, and 30th in Gainesville, Florida. And if you'd like to come to Jonathan Emord's Halloween party, if you're in the district, near the district, right around Virginia, in the District of Columbia, send a message. I'll see if I can get you an invite, okay? It's going to be a spectacular extraterrestrial theme And if you want to see me as a conehead, we're going to do that. So that's just two out of four. Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium sold out October 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas. We are going to reveal how you can stream it live this week when we have Ty Bollinger on going Outside the Box. Okay, so that's what we got today. A little bit more on that. Now, alternatives to statin drugs. I hesitate to talk about statins at all except to say they're trash, they're toxic, they're poison, they're unnecessary. But there's an article here on healthfinder.gov about statins, and they're recognizing there may be other options besides statins to lower cholesterol, LDL in particular. Now, my caveat about the entire story is, like, why are we still trying to lower cholesterol? Hasn't there been enough scientific publications coming out to show that it's a faulty hypothesis that high cholesterol necessarily leads to heart disease? Apparently, not everybody has gotten the memo. So this is a mixed bag kind of story, Super Don, where I'm like, okay, we could go through this and talk about alternatives to statins, but at the same time, why aren't we thinking about alternatives to lowering cholesterol altogether?
Well, I think a good alternative to a statin is, I don't know, nothing?
A healthy liver, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
well, listen, even the statin drugs, they come from a botanical, right? The red yeast rice from China. And that is known to be a toxic substance, right? As in, people take red yeast rice as a supplement. And it is also toxic, albeit not as toxic as the synthesized statin drugs. But still, is it a desirable goal to reduce cholesterol by intoxicating and poisoning the liver? Because that's how it does it. If you're not clear, how do statins work? They poison your liver. That's it. If you like taking liver poison, just do that and acetaminophen and kiss your liver goodbye.
You don't have to worry about cholesterol if you're dead, right?
Right, exactly. And of course, did you
notice in here that when basically what they're doing is they're saying that there are alternatives, including a heart-healthy diet. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Right, sure. What does that mean? Fiber.
Well,
eat a rope. Eat a rope. That's what they want you to do.
Eat a rope.
Right.
I heard the Mediterranean diet is really good.
Yes.
For that sort of thing. But then they say other cholesterol-lowering medications. Wrong answer. Yeah. And then they say even intestinal bypass surgery. Oh, wow.
Right.
That's a great idea.
You know what? We can destroy your liver by, you know, toxic drugs, or we can just open you up, cut out your intestines, and do a bypass so that what? If we shorten the length of the small intestine and bypass its final section, it will promote conversion of cholesterol into bile acids by the liver. Extreme? Anybody? A little? Just a little? All because you're afraid of cholesterol, which, by the way, doesn't cause heart disease. Man, sometimes, or maybe all the time, I shake my head at these things. This is absolutely incredible. They are promoting primarily other drugs or surgical interventions, and when they say healthy diet, they still are trying to get you on a diet that reduces cholesterol. I want you to elevate your cholesterol levels because it's associated with longevity and good cognitive health well into old age, so you're not going to suffer from neurodegeneration, Alzheimer's, MS, Parkinson's, etc. Keep the fats flowing in, the healthy fats, even the saturated fats. And this is something that still won't die, the idea that saturated fats are going to give you heart attacks, heart disease. And here is a very interesting article. This might take you some time to read, but Super Don, you got this right away. It's at foodandnutritionresearch.net. It's going to be linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Food consumption and the actual statistics of cardiovascular diseases, an epidemiological comparison of 42 European countries. And so this is a pretty comprehensive overview of trying to assess which of these countries has the worst heart disease and what are they eating. And do we, you know, cut to the chase and tell them what the results of this thing were? I mean, this is pretty amazing because this goes back to what I wanted to do from this first article. It's like not even pay any lip service at all to lowering cholesterol.
Well, I dare, you know, this is another I told you so. We don't have to play it, but
I mean, this is just
more evidence pointing to the fact that you've been right all these years about cholesterol and fat.
Mm-hmm. Again, Jerry Doyle from the other side is going, you go, Robert. I can hear him. I can hear him now. The conclusion of this overview, this epidemiological overview, say, our results do not support the association between cardiovascular disease and saturated fat. Right?
Well, there you go.
I'm telling you, even though people have got this idea now, it's starting to kind of seep in to the consciousness that cholesterol is not the great evil and statin drugs, you don't need them. They still won't let go of the saturated fat hypothesis. Saturated fat does not cause heart disease. And this study, this overview, is showing once again that, yes, I am right. I'm not the only one. Anybody that can pay attention to the literature, much less observational studies on diet, that saturated fat is not the great evil. Eat some butter, right? Have some butter. Have some bread with your butter. And if the bread is whole grain, organic, it's ideal, but of course now we're seeing even the organic grains contaminated with what? Glyphosate, which is still a big problem. But still, the saturated fats, if they're healthy and clean and pure, they're going to protect you. They're going to protect your cells. They're not going to cause you to have a heart attack. So they're not giving up easily on the saturated fat hypothesis. Even these nutritionists that know statins are bad will still say, you still got to avoid saturated fat. Man, I'm down in all the coconut oil I can. And it isn't that I'm chug-a-lugging gallons. It's just a matter of I don't fear the fat. One less thing to fear, that's good. That takes your adrenals out of fight-or-flight mode and into, ooh, love that fat. Love that fat. Let it come in and it just nourish you and help satiate your appetite so you don't overconsume things like refined carbohydrates, which, by the way, when they countered the saturated fat hypothesis, which they blew it out of the water or out of the fat, they agree with data that accumulated from recent studies that link cardiovascular disease with what? High glycemic index, the loads of carbohydrate-based diets, right? Refined carbohydrates. This is causing what? Glycemic impact, insulin resistance, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. So, in the absence of any scientific evidence connecting saturated fat with cardiovascular disease, these findings show that current dietary recommendations regarding CVD should be seriously reconsidered. No, really? You think? Is it about time? Have you done it? And if your doctor still tries to tell you, if your nutritionist still tries to tell you that cholesterol is evil and saturated fat is bad, you might want to find somebody qualified to care for you, because they're certainly not. At least they're not paying attention to what they should be paying attention to. All right, folks, Robert Scott Bell Show continues on into the homeopathic realm. Non-material medicine. Oh, my gosh, the skeptics are going to blow up. The head's exploding. Well, we've got some homeopathic remedies for them. I've got compassion for them. We'll give it to them.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, coming up this week, very excited, our reunion, a homeopathic reunion. Last year around this time, or I don't remember the exact dates, we were at a homeoprophylaxis conference in Dallas, Texas, the first of its kind in America for a long time. And I remarked how excited I was. I got to speak there. I got to interact with a bunch of homeopaths from around the world talking about preventive medicine and replacing perhaps vaccines. Yes, that's right. We said it. And the woman who put it on that inspired us all and is doing it again. Scylla Watcott joins us now. Homeoprophylaxis. It's hpworldwidechoice.com. It's linked up in the show notes. Captain Morgan is putting that together at robertscottbell.com. Scylla, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Robert. It's great to be here.
I am so excited to see you and the folks that are going to be joining us at the HP Worldwide Conference Choice that we have. Homeoprophylaxis. It's called the Evidence-Based Choice. And again, 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's the same hotel where we did the International Association of Colon Therapists, Hydrotherapists. So it's a great location on the bay, St. Pete, near the beach. So you can have a little bit of time to do both. But we've got people from all over the world coming, and I'm still encouraging my listeners, if you're in the Tampa, St. Pete area or anywhere else, come on in and join us there. Ty Bollinger will be there as well. But I know, as we've talked about, in many cases, in many ways, Scylla, you're so far ahead of the curve, yet I would say it this way, the rest of the world is so far behind you.
Well, you know, Robert, the way I see it is that there's a huge growing group of people who are very conscious, very aware, and very much want to be responsible for their own health. And those are the people that we're speaking to, because they're the ones that are they're looking for more. So I'm happy to be really bringing the information to those people who want to take responsibility for their health.
Absolutely. And we'll talk more about that as well. I do want to bring up that 6 years ago we were on the air talking about an FDA alert about teething tablets, right? I'm thinking, what? Homeopathic teething tablets? They've been on the market in pharmacy since the early part of the 20th century. Even when homeopathy was almost gone from the marketplace, you could still go to a drugstore and find teething tablets, interestingly enough. And now they're coming out in 2010, now in 2016, they're saying, I'm like, they're giving no details. We went through the Highlands formulation, which has some remedies at 6X, which is one part per million, and 12X, which is one part per, I don't know if it's a billion, trillion, quintillion, but it's not much. And yet, even at those levels where you could measure some level of belladonna, I don't think you could eat enough of it to really cause an adverse event.
Right, right. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I read one of the FDA statements that came out asking parents to dispose of any teething tablets they had as if they were, you know, dangerous for babies. And you and I both know that these things have been on the market for a long time. No homeopathic remedy has ever been recalled. And how many allopathic drugs get recalled every year?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting to me, too, Robert, that they're stating that some of the side effects, quote unquote, some of the side effects they've seen that are might be possible are seizures, developmental delays, et cetera, high fevers, and teething tablets are given right around 4 to 6 months when children start teething, and that's when their recommended vaccines are also given. So perhaps what people are seeing are responses, reactions to vaccines, and I don't see any comments about aluminum being injected directly into infants, but instead they're going after these homeopathic remedies.
Yeah, and they mentioned belladonna by name, which, you know, as a substance in its mother state is toxic, can be dangerous, and we're
right.
not advocating for its use, but in a homeopathic form. Again, even in a material potency, as we say, below the number of Avogadro, where we get to 24X or 12C, and we go into what's considered the non-material potencies, but even with technology today, there is evidence of some nanoparticle remaining of the original substance, even with the mathematical formula that Avogadro left us with.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. And all I can say is that first they say that homeopathic remedies don't work, it's just a placebo effect, and now they're saying they're causing side effects. You can't have it both ways. So
that's right.
I would just hope that parents think critically and read critically and recognize the value they've already received from these pellets. Yep, lots of parents come to homeopathy through those teething pellets.
Heck yeah, they do. And we want to talk more homeopathy with Cilla Wodcott when we get back from this break. I hope you'll make your plans this coming weekend, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to join us at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, the evidence-based choice. We've got a great lineup. And I'll be there. I'll introduce some folks as well and be broadcasting and interviewing. And, of course, Tatiana Obukanich is going to be awesome as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, in the show notes, it's correct at robertscottbell.com. It's worldwidechoice.org. That is the best website you can go to, updated to the minute here. about the homeoprophylaxis conference coming up 7th, 8th, and 9th in October. We've got Sheila Wedcott, who's inspired us all to be there, to be part of it, to support it. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, and I sure hope you can make it. There's such great things that happen there. Sheila, I was talking last hour, and we were talking a little bit about the whole FDA attack on teething tablets, homeopathics. And I remember years ago, and I would travel with my 100 different pellets kit. I would travel everywhere with my common ailments kit of homeopathic medicine, right?
Uh-huh.
And even my earlier years when I'm learning and then trying to share with everybody, you're in there, your homeopathic proselytizing mode, right? I got my
rabies.
I'm ready. And, you know, we visited family, and I had my niece and nephew, twins. They were about 2 years old or so, toddlers, and they weren't really talking much yet, so they might have been a little younger, but they dumped out my whole homeopathic kit and all the little vials with the pellets. They shook and made sounds, so they loved it, and they were just kind of playing. And then suddenly the little girl, Rachel, she picks it up, one of out of the 100 remedies in there, and starts shaking her hand, going, "Mine, mine, mine, mine," and she just said it. Like, it was mine. She was hers, right? They understand that concept. And I thought, this is interesting. Why is she doing that all of a sudden? And I take the remedy out of her hand, and it happened to be homeopathic chamomilla.
Uh-huh.
She happened to be teething. And I'm thinking, okay, energy is as energy does. You don't have to be able to read the label. If it resonates with you, you're going to be gravitating toward it, especially when you're a kid. And I thought, what a beautiful little experience to say, you know what? It's more than just about molecules.
That's right. That's right. It's really interesting. Yeah, children pick up the energy, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Nice story.
Yeah, and then the adults try to destroy it. Oh, that's not real, Johnny and Susie and Rachel. You are living in a fantasy world. And, of course, the whole argument of the skeptics, the materialistic reductionists, it can't work because you can't measure it. Well, now we have the technology to measure it, and it does work. It's beyond placebo. And yet, even if it were only placebo, whoop-de-frickin-do, that's a hell of a lot better than dying from a real drug, which is real by virtue of the fact that it can kill you.
Right, that's correct. Absolutely.
See what we're
Absolutely.
Up against? It's silly. Just silly. So take a deep breath, all right? We got Tatiana Bukanich, who is a PhD immunologist. I mean, she's got all the credentials, which really annoys the skeptics because they can't discount her based on her education, training, and PhD. And there are other doctors of the MD variety as well participating and communicating and have lectured before on the subject matter. So what can we expect new or, let's say, to reinforce what we experienced last year at the first one?
Right. Well, we're going to have a couple of Indian doctors who are presenting, and they've been very instrumental in studying homeoprophylaxis for Japanese encephalitis in India.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 million people have been protected from Japanese encephalitis. Very, very successful program. And as a result, the Indian government accepts HP, homeoprophylaxis, as an alternative to conventional vaccines. So highly effective, very, very safe, recently studied. You don't get any better than that. So they'll be presenting. We'll have Dr. Ron Whitmont, who's an MD and also a homeopath, talking about the gut biome and the role that bacteria plays. We'll have Sally Fallon Morrell talking about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We have an osteopath, Deborah Gambrell, and she also practices anthroposophical medicine, which any of your listeners who have their children in Waldorf schools will understand this perspective on medicine. And she's also an anesthesiologist, a pediatric anesthesiologist. So she's going to talk a lot about what she sees in children coming out of anesthesia and what she sees as the future of vaccinology if we keep going along this path.
Wow, that's powerful. And Dr. Angel Golden, also last year was presenting a lot on what we found out of Cuba. I don't know if there's more information there.
Yeah, he's giving
a
great update on the Cuban studies. Mm-hmm. Between 2004 and 2015. Lots of studies coming from there, dengue fever, cholera, hepatitis B, hepatitis A. That's going to be really exciting to hear that update.
That's so important now because in Florida, they're saying, well, if you're not afraid of Zika, dengue is coming back, right? So we're going to have to vaccinate you. We're going to have to spray you and intoxicate and poison you. Again, we're up against, allopathic thought forms here that just corrupt by poisoning the population in mass and individually via injection or drugs and these therapies. There are other options, and that's the point of this conference. Why I want everybody to attend or learn more about it, worldwidechoice.org, worldwidechoice.org. And you mentioned Japanese encephalopathy. The original one out of Cuba, wasn't it leptospirosis?
Correct. Leptospirosis with 2.3 million people. That was from Cuba. We have another study, meningitis, out of Brazil, mm-hmm. with about 95,000 people. And then, of course, Dr. Golden's study in Australia with 3,000 children over 15 years looking at childhood diseases. So we'll be talking about that. I'll be giving an overview of homeoprophylaxis, its application, some of the studies, and then I'll also be doing training for those people who've taken Isaac's prerequisite course, which is an online course. I'll be doing part two, helping them to institute HP into their practice, because so many parents are asking at this point for something different.
Yes. Now, controversies abound even within the homeopathic community, and I've addressed that, and I found that the community of people you brought together were very open and accepting, and we talked, and there was no antagonism that I could see for the most part. Perspectives on use of homeoprophylaxis, right?
Right.
Should we
right, yeah,
be using
and there
it?
Is a division within the profession, and I think, Robert, that's due to a lack of understanding, a lack of information, because there's been so much done with homeoprophylaxis. It is not classical homeopathy, mm-hmm. and the people who are disagreeing are those purists who are almost dogmatic in their adherence to classical homeopathy being the only way. And using what we call genus epidemicus, when a disease breaks out, you determine what that remedy is that can suit that disease and then use it. But this disregards the fact that how quickly can you engage that? And do you want young children getting something like meningitis or pertussis? You would rather prevent it. It just makes much more sense to prevent something. So I think it's just a lack of understanding that poses that disagreement within the profession.
Well, and also the idea of prevention. Remember, some of the discussion that's not being had out there is it optimal to prevent these childhood diseases, particularly like chickenpox and measles? Now, that's different from a leptospirosis or maybe
correct.
A dengue fever, and I think we need to make that distinction. But even taking the nosodes, my experience for these normal childhood eruptive rites of passage diseases, it didn't necessarily prevent them from occurring, but it seemed to have, let's say, a more potent and immediate immune response, sometimes a much, let's say, gentler way, in a weird way to say both of those things in the same sentence, that they get through it much easier.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head with these childhood diseases, because Tatiana is going to be addressing some of the benefits that these childhood diseases deliver if mm-hmm. you contract them. And Mother Nature knew what she was doing when she placed them during those developing years, because they play a huge role in exercising the immune system and maturing the immune system. So we know that people have better long-term health outcomes who've contracted measles, mumps, chickenpox as children, instead of trying to eliminate these diseases. It doesn't work to try and trick Mother Nature, because they're much more dangerous to be contracted as an adult than as a child.
Exactly. So you say there is the purists, I call them the hanomaniacs, the early hanomaniacs.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
They don't move forward with the, you know, what we learn. And, of course, the bigger issue, too, in a general sense, the law of the terrain, the environment, the milieu. How are we impacted by a changing environment, and how does disease manifest in a polluted and toxic terrain? Again, my experience in learning homeopathy clinically out of the French school, or the French approach, is also not a traditional classical methodology, early Hahnemann, but kind of sprung forth after his latter years in Paris. And again, there's so many people that get so dogmatic about these things. My bottom line is healing and the freedom
right.
to know about these options. And I think you've really set the stage beautifully in this environment to allow folks to have that freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom to consider all of these other options.
Right. Really well said, Robert, because the bottom line is healing, and everybody's coming from a different place. You can't be rigid and decide there's only one way. That just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully people will be able to discuss and understand HP to the degree that they're willing to give it a try and to at least look at the evidence. The evidence is amazing.
Well, and that's the thing. What you're bringing is an evidence-based choice. It isn't in the realm of exclusively in theory that some people rebel from simply because we talk about things in a semi or full-on non-material interaction. But again, the energetic world is very real, even if materialistic reductionists can't handle going there.
Right, right. Yeah, but, you know, surprisingly, we've got a lot of MDs coming, DOs, people who have been schooled in that material world, but they understand there's more, and they want to learn it. So I applaud those individuals for being able to step out of the box and open their minds enough to learn about HP.
Yep. WorldwideChoice.org. WorldwideChoice.org. It's in the upcoming events. It's coming up this week, folks. Don't dilly-dally. Get there. See us. Be there. And Scylla, is there another way they could reach out to participate? You know, people in Florida might want to show up at the last minute. Is there a special deal we can give them?
Yeah, let's, when they register at checkout, they should put in Healthy Florida, all small letters, no spaces. Healthy Florida for a 25% discount.
Okay.
And, yeah, if there are press members that would like to come, they need to email me through worldwidechoice.org for a free press pass. I'm happy to give them a press pass if they email me.
Excellent.
And I hope to see as many Floridians there as possible.
All right. And is there any other way to reach out to you? Are you taking phone calls, or is that just too much this week coming up?
It's too much this week, but they can email through the site, and I'm catching emails. And even when I'm traveling down there, I can still catch emails and answer.
Beautiful. There's a Contact Us link right on the website, worldwidechoice.org, and it's available to you. And we link up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Scylla Whatcott, I'm so looking forward to seeing you and the whole group that you're bringing together. Lots of vitamin L.
Thanks, Robert. It'll be great to see you.
All right. Bringing the power to heal back to each and every one of you. Scylla Whatcott certainly doing that. And if you can attend St. Pete, it's coming up faster than you know. Blank will be there. Ty Bollinger is going to join us there as well. I'll be doing some interviews. So if you have a story to tell, I want to hear from you. I'll be set up there. Back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Friedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I hope you've enjoyed the way we kick off the weekend healing style here. This is our first broadcast day of additional 5 days of the week. If you listen live 7 to 9 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, of course 1 to 3 Eastern Time on Sunday afternoon or the mornings on the West Coast. RobertScottBell.com. You can listen to archives at SoundCloud or at GCN right away after the show as well. Super Don making it sound so good. Justin on the board today doing a great job. Thanks to Scylla as well. And homeoprophylaxis. There's so much more to talk about related to that. But we've got some time. We've got days, weeks, and months, and years ahead. And we'll continue communicating it as long and as often as, I still get fed because I got to eat occasionally. Get hungry. Oh, man.
You got to sleep, right?
You got to eat, got to sleep. We talked about sleeping and eating today a little bit as well. And we haven't talked about punching Martin Shkreli yet. Is that his name? First name Martin? Is it
Martin Shkreli? Yes.
Because I think I called Isaac Golden Andrew Golden. I remember. Do you remember Andrew Golden? Wasn't he that did that song Lonely Boy back in the 80s or 70s? 80s? Oh, what a lonely boy. You have to look that up. Anyway, just remember.
Sing
that
it again. I didn't quite get that.
No, I'm not going to sing it again.
Oh, okay. Right.
Totally out of tune at the moment. Anyway, so this Martin Shkreli guy, remember, not all bad because he won the bid for the Wu-Tang Clan's one album. I don't know if he paid $3 million or whatever, and some of those proceeds actually went to the Truth About Cancer, legitimate cancer charities helping folks out. Yet, you know, he's like the poster boy for villainy and evil because he raised the price on a drug. Now, you know, the problem is there's a monopoly on drugs, and that's why you can raise the price to outrageous numbers, and no, you know, you don't have access because no one can compete. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to know what else is option. You know, what options you have out there. That's why we're talking homeoprophylaxis next week in St. Pete, Florida. We want you to have options. But a woman who apparently paid $50,000 to punch Martin Shkreli. What woman was it?
Well,
was
she
it like,
didn't pay. Now, she didn't pay for it. She bid.
Bid on it. Okay.
$50,000, yes.
Was it like Ronda Rousey? Because if it is, he's in trouble. I don't care that she lost. That'd be a tough punch to take.
Yeah. Although, I mean, if you recall, in the original offer that Shkreli put out there, he said that you could slap him with any velocity anywhere, or if you're going to punch him, it had to be a reasonable velocity in a reasonable location. So I don't know what that means exactly. You know,
Martin, it's like, well, we've got a sound, if you will. Martin, tell me if this is a reasonable punch velocity.
Oh, no. That, see, now that's three punches.
Oh, yeah. You have to pay $150,000 for that. You could only one, right? But, you know, remember the story of Harry Houdini. I mean, he took a punch to the abdomen and then had internal damage and bleeding, evidently, and that's why he died ultimately. That's what, at least that's the story.
One of the theories, anyway. Yeah.
So, does he get to wear a Kevlar face mask or chest?
I don't know. You know, it's a weird story. Honestly, I admire the fact that he's wanting to raise some funds for the family of a friend that died, you know, but it's really hard knowing this guy and having, you know, the impression that we've been able to get of him over, you know, the last few months of what, you know, kind of a tool this guy is. I think this is more about him just wanting to be in the limelight again. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think it's true. You know, he's got to be the center of attention. And so anyway, in this story, the lady bid $50,000. She has now reneged on her bid. And so now, if anybody would be interested, you can now take her place and still bid on punching Martin Shkreli in the face.
For a good cause. For a good cause.
For a good cause. I mean, right. I don't know.
All right, once again, do you remember how to say Happy New Year in Hebrew?
Hava Nagila.
No, that's not Hava Nagila. No? Shana Tova. Shana Tova.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right? No, I didn't remember.
Happy New Year, right? To our friends of the Jewish persuasion. And by the way, it's, you know what year it is? The Jewish New Year?
No.
It's
the year of the monkey?
No, it's not like the year of the monkey. No, I mean the number. I'm looking for a number.
Cause,
right? AD, of course, is, you know, is what,
2016. Dude, you're asking me what year it is. This morning, I didn't even know what day it was.
That's true. All right, folks. Happy New Year. It's the year 5,777 on the Jewish calendar. Yeah. You're all a lot older than you think. All right, that's why we do homeopathy and other healing modalities unapproved by any government agency anywhere. Because we don't ask for permission where none is required. And when it comes to healing, it's never required, at least not here. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.